Welcome back. The 25th anniversary celebration at the Quincy Animal Shelter continues with at least three more events coming up the rest of this year. So President Sandra Sines has stopped by with another update. Always great to see you, Sandra. Thanks for coming over.
Oh, you're welcome. It's great to see you, too.
25 years and counting.
Yes.
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 I know just yesterday, actually, a big microchipping event, right?
We did, and yeah. it was a really good event. We had a nice turnout thanks to Quirk Subaru, Subaru of America, and the ASPCA. Mm. We were able to provide free microchips to anyone who wanted them. So it was really great. And now we have more dogs and cats that are microchipped. So if they get lost, they have a much better chance of returning home to their owners. So really appreciate Quirk Subaru and especially Chris, who helped us out with the entire day.
That's great. That's because that's not an inexpensive thing to do for folks, right? It can be costly.
I mean, yeah, at minimum, it's about $30 a chip. And if you go to a vet, it can be even more.
Right.
So,
yeah. And if you have multiple pets, it's even more.
Yeah, and people, we've had a lot of people bring two cats.
Yeah, sure.
So,
absolutely.
I mean, it's a great value and it's easy.
Right, exactly, yeah. Does the shelter itself do it also, the animal shelter? Do you do
microchipping? This is the first time we've done it.
Oh, okay.
So we provided the chips and the vet techs,
yeah.
And Subaru provided, actually, they paid for the chips and they provided the space.
Okay. But when somebody adopts an animal from the animal shelter,
yeah, that's part of the adoption fee.
Okay,
yep.
Okay. So that's a great value, too.
Oh, great.
It really
absolutely
is. Yeah. So we've got three big events coming up.
Yes.
The first one, actually, is this coming Saturday, right?
Yes. And this Saturday is a really fun event. It is totally dog-friendly, kid-friendly. It is the Braintree Beer Garden Takeover, which features a cornhole tournament. Last year it rained and it was still a blast, so we had a great turnout. But also there is Kay's Cans and Bottles has a beer garden. We have many vendors coming to the event, food trucks, and also QAS has raffles. And we're very excited about our brand new line of QAS ware.
Oh.
So 25th anniversary edition, all kinds of stuff, tie-dyed shirts, regular shirts, golf shirts. So all we're excited about that. So if you're low on QAS ware, you can pick it up there.
Okay, well, it's getting to be sweatshirt weather now,
yes.
So
yes.
One of those would
yes.
be very nice.
Yeah.
And this is noon to 4 on Saturday, and it's up at the upper end of Washington Street in Braintree Highlands.
Yes, yeah. Yes, okay. Yes. And dogs, friendly dogs, are welcome and encouraged.
Oh, very good. Okay. Mm. Now, this is the second annual, so
yes.
You're going to make this obviously an annual event now?
Yeah, we
yeah.
hope so.
Okay.
Like I said, it's definitely something that's a lot of fun, you know, easy afternoon, especially if the weather's nice. You know, it's just a great time for the whole family.
Yeah, well, it's right now the long range forecast looks
right.
A-okay.
So I know, that's awesome.
Let's hope it holds, yeah. Mm. And it's a pop-up event, so there's not like an established beer garden there, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to clarify, you're taking over an entire field and turning it into a party.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like fun. And you can just show up, no admission or anything.
Exactly.
To pay. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, very good. And then the big event.
Yes.
The first annual golf tournament.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is our premier 25th anniversary event.
Yeah.
Hopefully our biggest fundraiser of the year. It is at the Granite Links on Monday, October 21st.
Right.
And tee off time is at 11 a.m. And following your fabulous day of golf, you will have a dinner at Granite Links, and then we will have raffle, silent auction, 50-50. Hopefully you'll be able to learn about the shelter and everything that we have accomplished over the last 25 years and all of the wonderful things that we hope to continue. And hopefully we'll find new supporters who happen to be golfers.
Mm, yes,
and we also have Nicole Gabe from Fox 25. She's going to be emceeing the event. And we have just great sponsors. Again, thanks to Quirk, Robert Hale from Fox Rocks, and many other sponsors. DeFrancisco Construction, I don't want to forget anybody,
sure,
but
yeah.
a lot of really great sponsors. And we're getting some wonderful silent auction items and raffle prizes.
Can you give us a hint?
Huh?
Give us a
we have
preview?
a lot of golf related items.
Sure.
They're, you know, golf lessons. I don't remember the gentleman's name, but some golf guru is, you know, it's like a $500 value that
nice.
They'll analyze your swing.
Okay.
And New England Aquarium.
Oh.
And beef. We had somebody donate a lot of beef.
Can be valuable these days,
right?
That's for
exactly.
Sure. Okay.
So, yeah, a real variety of things.
Yeah.
Some artwork.
Oh,
and,
very nice.
Yeah, so we're excited about that.
Okay, and I'm assuming there's still foursomes available? Or?
There are.
Okay.
I mean, we have room for 144 golfers.
Okay.
We're up over 100 now.
Great.
So there are a few slots available. So we hope, again, we're hoping for a great weather day. But
yes,
I know golfers will golf in just about anything.
Mostly, yeah.
So, but we're hoping for a bright, sunny day. And if you're still interested in signing up, you can sign up as a single, a double, or a foursome.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And can you, you know, attend but not golf? I mean, you can still.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for asking. So you can attend the dinner.
Okay.
If you just want to come around 3:30.
Okay.
For the dinner, that's $60.
Okay.
And
good.
That will include a buffet meal, and you can also participate in the raffles and entertainment.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody golfs in.
Right. Exactly. I don't. My
no.
golfing days are over.
Likewise. Yeah.
So,
but you can
yes.
still enjoy a nice
yeah.
afternoon and donate to the shelter at the same
right.
time. Do you have
yeah.
any sense for about how much you hope to raise through this?
Well, I mean, we set a modest goal
yeah.
of about $25,000,
okay.
and I believe that we are going to reach that goal.
That's great.
Thanks to everybody. Yeah.
Perfect for the 25th anniversary. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Are the funds dedicated to any one area? In the shelter?
And general operations.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, one of the reasons that fundraising is so important is that the high cost of everything,
yeah.
From vet care to food, and all of it. It's just, it's adding up. So this will go into the general fund. Plus, we are going to be moving into our brand new shelter.
That's right.
Hopefully
yeah.
in early 2025. And there are going to be new costs associated with that move. We're going to have to, you know, purchase some items to get up and running. So this will be a big help.
Sure, absolutely. Just moving alone will be a
right.
cost, right?
Right.
From your
absolutely.
Current temporary shelter to
yep.
the new location. But are folks excited about that?
Oh, we're very excited.
Yeah.
You know, it's a dream come true. I mean, not only for us, but for the city of Quincy.
Mm.
And just to be able to have a state-of-the-art building that will allow us to do more
mm-hmm.
of what we've been doing for so long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Space is just such, you know, that's what allows us to do more, is to have space, because you can't overcrowd an animal shelter. So that's really important. And to have we're calling it a surgical suite, but it's basically just actual rooms for a vet to come,
mm-hmm.
because right now we go to vets, we, you know, scramble, you know, we have to go all over the place so the vets come to our shelter, but it's not adequate at all.
Mm.
And this is going to allow us to do a on-site vet care and possibly spay-neuter surgeries,
really?
Which are so difficult to schedule right now, you know, for a number of reasons.
Mm.
And that really drives up the cost too. So to be able to have all of that under one roof is going to save us a lot of money and be able to help more animals.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you seeing any effects of the hurricanes from down south at the shelter, Sandra?
I mean, we have not, only because we're not licensed to take animals from out of state.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So that's a big, long process with the Mass Department of Agriculture.
I see.
And Broad Street never would have passed.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of very rigid requirements in order to do that. And because of our short stay at East Guanam Street, we didn't really want to go through that process.
Absolutely.
But,
yeah.
you know, we're hoping that we can get licensed at the new facility, not necessarily to take a lot of dogs from out of state, because we believe in helping. There's plenty of dogs and cats in Massachusetts that need our help first.
Of course.
But
yeah.
when a situation like this happens, we would like to be able to help.
Okay.
Just like other, you know, Animal Rescue League, MSPCA,
yes.
they're able to do it because they're such large facilities,
right.
but we can't.
Didn't realize that. That's
yeah.
interesting. Okay. Do you anticipate bringing on any more staff at the new shelter?
We do have an open position that we are interviewing for right now, which is the director of intake and adoption.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big job. It's going to hopefully be a very gratifying job, but these are roles that volunteers have been doing for many years, and there's so many requirements through the Department of Agriculture that it's too much to ask of a volunteer.
Yeah.
And once we get in the new shelter, it's probably going to be an even bigger job.
Okay,
so,
all right.
Yeah.
So reach out to you if they have interest
yes,
in that.
Yes, president at QuincyAnimalShelter.org.
Okay, or just give a call
yep,
as
absolutely.
Well. Okay, very
yep.
good. One other event, it's not never too early to start talking about the holidays.
Yes.
And the big craft fair will be in November, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the craft fair is also one of our, you know,
so
very
a signature
popular
event,
events.
Right?
It really is. We've been doing it for several years at the Kennedy Center. And this year, we have a lot of returning crafters that, you know, some of our favorites that come by every year. We have some new crafters. I don't ask me for the names right now,
okay.
but we have, you know, different things, jewelry and artwork and things like that. And but we also have room for more crafters. So if anybody is interested, they can give us a call at the shelter, 617-376-1349. Ask for Kit Burke. She is the event runner. And
I knew she wouldn't go
she
far.
Will, she's not gone. we will definitely see if we can get you a table. So,
okay.
And that also, we have great raffle prizes. One of the big hits with the craft fair is our kitchen. So we run a snack bar and kitchen, and every year people come up with some amazing things like macaroni and cheese and beef stew and meatballs.
Oh, no
and,
kidding.
Yeah,
right,
I mean, it's that part of the event is a lot of fun.
Okay.
So.
Sounds
yeah.
like fun. I know it's hugely popular every year.
Yeah, it's crowded. Last year it was packed.
Yes.
So, and I know that the crafters keep coming back because it's a real benefit for them too.
Yeah.
This is, get your holiday shopping done.
Well, it's the Saturday before Thanksgiving, so people
yep.
will be in the frame of mind by then for sure.
Yeah.
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 So let's talk about the population at the shelter right now. What have you got?
Yes. Well, we have lots of cats.
Okay. As always.
We always have lots of cats.
Yeah.
And we do have a couple of dogs, not as many as we've had in the earlier part of the year, but I want to talk about a dog named Luna, who is an absolutely beautiful and one of the friendliest pit bulls I think I've ever met.
Okay.
She's not very big. She's probably about 40 pounds, maybe 45 pounds, but would love it if people came in on Saturday to take a look at her. Sadly, and incorrectly, pit bulls are often overlooked as, you know, being risky or potentially aggressive, and that is absolutely not the case most of the time. You know, with most dogs and dog breeds, you can always have one here and there, but pits are awesome, and Luna is a real volunteer favorite.
Really?
She's just a really sweet dog, always wiggling, always happy, so we'd like to find her a home. You know, that's it. We slowed down on the puppies.
Okay.
So we had a lot of puppies this year,
okay.
but
I bet you they go quick though.
They do.
Yeah.
They really do. And
people can't resist a puppy, right? Especially if you bring
puppies
a
and
kid
kittens,
with you. Yeah.
We never have a problem with that. We do have some older cats. We have a cat named Nancy who is 13. And you know, she needs a special home.
Mm.
She's a nice cat, but, you know, she doesn't want a lot of people, you know, all over her. She just wants a window to retire in. And we have a few cats like that.
Yeah.
And we have my personal favorite this week is a cat named Skippy, who is a big boy, white and orange boy, and he is the friendliest cat I have seen in a long time.
Okay.
So
all right.
We have a good variety, and we always tell people, the best thing to do is come in and take a look.
Yeah.
It's hard to get a sense on a Facebook post or, you know, seeing and meeting them is the best way.
Oh, it's completely different.
To find your match.
Yeah, yeah. And as I understand it, cats choose their owners, not the other way around.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, definitely cats, and I think the dogs to some extent,
I think
too.
So. Yeah.
You know?
What are the adoption hours right now at the shelter?
They're Saturdays from 10 to 2. We are going to be closed this Saturday for the Braintree Beer Garden event,
okay,
because we'll all be attending that. And I would tell people to just check our website, because we are opening up randomly on Tuesdays and Thursdays, just to substitute for Saturday.
Okay,
so,
all right, good to know.
Just give us a call.
Okay, and if folks aren't aware, you are in a temporary new location, right?
Right.
So behind the Kennedy Center, essentially.
Yep, 440 R,
yes.
East Quantum Street.
Yeah. And back there, but there is a sign out front to lead you back, because it looks like you're going into a garage, but actually it's a location.
I tell people, don't trust your GPS.
No, that's right.
Because I don't think GPS knows we're there.
No, you might end up in the marsh.
Right, but we're right behind the moorings,
yes,
and right next to Ayers Collision.
Right,
so.
Okay. Now, last time you were here, we had Phil. The little dog, little dog Phil. What's Phil's
Phil
update?
Phil is happy in a new home.
He's been adopted. That's great.
And he was one of the happiest dogs, mm-hmm, for all of the things that poor little guy went through. He had the best personality. So we fixed his hernia, we fixed his teeth, and then he had a problem with his hernia repair. So we had the vets look at it again, and they said, it ultimately was healing nicely, and he went home with a wonderful couple, and he was just always happy.
Oh, that's great. Good.
He was a stray.
It's a happy ending. Yeah, right, exactly.
Absolutely.
I know he had some pretty expensive medical bills that had racked up as
he
well.
He did. Yeah. He absolutely was $1 million dog.
Yeah.
But it was worth it.
Yeah.
It was totally worth it in the
end.
That's great.
So again, just to recap, the Beer Gardens this coming Saturday,
second
annual. Right, at the Washington Street, Braintree Highlands area. That is from noon to 4.
Yeah.
And that one is just show up at. No pre-purchase or anything. Just show up and have fun.
Yep.
Then, of course, the big golf tournament is on October 21st at Granite Links.
Yes.
And I see you have a QR code for folks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, QR code. And also, I should say, for the Beer Garden event, there's a QR code if you want to sign up.
Oh, okay.
For a cornhole team.
Okay.
So you can do that as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And then the craft fair at the end of November.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Sandra, it's always a pleasure, and I hope we get some good information out for you about the shelter.
No, I really appreciate it. It's a pleasure.
You're very welcome. Happy continuing 25th anniversary.
I know. The celebration's not going to end.
Exactly.